You know? But you know what? The righteousness was a, which is of faith says, no. No, the promise of God says this, and this is what's going to be. So we have access by faith to this grace. And that's what the grace of God is beautiful, because he's in a giving mood. That's what, grace is when you do that and you come back, you, he says, to receive the promise, do even as I have said. The power has been given to you. Where we stand in this grace, because there's no other way we can stand before a holy God without this grace. Because, alright, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. I have this hope that I'm going to obtain the glory of God. I mean, that's crazy. The glory of God? The guy who made the universe, everything in it? What kind of glory is... we're going to have... I'm going to expect that I'm going to receive that? Yeah, I actually expect. God's promise says, I'm going to have the glory of God. So I believe glory of God. I look back at my life and I think of all the things I've been in trouble with. And I think maybe that's what carried me, is that I actually believed some of those highfalutin things that God said. I actually believe that I could obtain that, not by my own power, but that he meant it for me. And that gift that God gave me, that faith is that's what carried me through. Not only so, but we glory in trouble. And, oh, there's trouble's coming. Oh boy. You know, I tell you what, when I grew up, I believed in the rapture doctrine, but I hated it. I thought, why should we skedaddle just when the greatest time in history is about to happen? But what about all the fear? There's nothing fearful about it. What, some trouble? Trouble? It's like, we gotta have some trouble. How am I gonna be perfect without some sort of trouble coming along? Because Jesus had trouble. Everything just smooth sailing. And I tell you, people in parts of the world, they don't even know what these American Christians think about, you know, what do you mean before the tribulation? We're already in tribulation, they would say. Christians in places like China or an Arab country or Muslim country or countries where there are intolerant regimes, right? Where there's organized oppression of people who would live godly according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? When there's what are you talking about? No oppression. God's going to take us out of the way before the tribulation? How much greater could that tribulation be than this tribulation? I tell you what, not much. Doesn't get much worse to when they're killing you and they kill people. So, I mean, that's all just, you know, people who want to skip the tribulation, it's not the subject of Romans, but I tell you what, you are on the wrong track, man. You don't know, if you're thinking about saving your skin like that and escaping, blah, 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 you think, oh, that's the promise of God. That's not the promise of God. I'll tell you what, I glory in tribulation. I want tribulation. I remember I used to believe, I followed a minister who said, you know, the tribulation has been shortened to 5 months. That's a sissy tribulation. 5 months. How am I going to compare it to the prophets of old with only a tribulation of 5 months? I need more time to suffer. That's righteousness. And I'm not just making that up. I really feel that way. Tribulation worketh patience. This goes back to like what I was reading from 2 Peter chapter 1 last time. I love this. You know, add your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, etc., etc., etc. Right? Virtue, kindness, all these things added. Love. Love was chief. But tribulation works something. Well, works? Wait a second. We're justified by grace without works of the law. Well, these aren't works of the law. Don't you get it? These are the law of the Spirit, which is, you have faith, I'll send you stuff. Meaning, he'll send you tribulation. That's this grace we stand in. We have the grace to receive tribulation and glory in it. That's the grace of God which has been given to me. That's the thing that I love. I love that kind of stuff. I'm going to live in a tough time. Now, I tell you what, as a man, I qualify all of this, because I have small children. The thought that they would go through tribulation is horrifying to me. I don't know that I could bear it. I feel like I couldn't bear it. But through dreams and stuff and things, God gives you assurance. You know what? And I do have this faith. I don't want it, but I know that if it happened, whatever happens, that God would give me the strength to bear it. To bear it. And I would bear it. If only for their sake. Because my faith will sanctify my little ones. When they become adults, I can't do as much for them, except that I had raised them right in the right way. And I believe because I am called and I am elect, my children also called and elect. I believe that for them, and I want to see that promise fulfilled, that my seed would all be the seed of Abraham. So tribulation works patience. Because we need to have patience. Now you got to have a laundry list. Like, okay, I got to do patience. I got to get experience. See, that's legalism. Just like I got to believe in my heart. Right? If you don't really believe in your heart, all the promises of God, you can say, I believe that set of facts. That's legalism. It's legalism. It's legalism as much as like do your Ten Commandments. Keep the Sabbath on Saturday. All legalism. Patience. We need patience. Patience works experience. Let's see, would I have a note on experience? Because I write a lot of stuff in my Bible. I believe that probably does mean, yeah. Dokime. I don't have a note on it, but I believe dokime. Dokos meant like orderliness or, you know, I think experience is a good translation of that word. You know, being well experienced, well ordered in the things of God and patience and experience together. And that yields hope. Now hope, you know, my pastor always says like, you know, hope is not like, oh, I hope. Or like, you know, like a wish, like, oh, there's hope, but you know what? You can't count on hope. No, see, real hope, the biblical word is elpizo. I memorized this a long time ago. It just means expectation. It means what you expect is going to come. Hope could be falsely placed or truly placed, but when hope is in God, hope maketh not ashamed. See, that's the thing. It's like real hope in the real God and the real promise of God, you will not be ashamed. Just like Abraham and Sarah. You know what? He hoped, and they weren't ashamed. She had a baby. Baby grew up. Baby had a wife. Abraham had hope. He believed. He took Isaac to the altar, ready to sacrifice, but his faith never wavered.